Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, this is one word that can mean absolute misery for you and anyone you live with. The norovirus. I've heard it. I know it's a kind of a puking diarrhea, kind of a bug that's knocking around at the moment, but we had to get ICU nurse Sarah Kearns in to tell us all about it, really. Tell us all about the norovirus. Sorry, we couldn't get Lottie out of the studio because I mentioned norovirus. She was like, what is that? I'm going to get that next. Wolf is going to get that. What is that? So thanks for coming in first off. I know you're a busy woman. Is the norovirus, is it the same as the winter bug?
Yes, it is. That's commonly what it's called. So the two main things we hear about are the norovirus, and that's what kind of affects not kids, so anyone kind of over maybe 6, 10. And you know when we talk about, oh, the winter following bugs in a hospital or a nursing home, that's the norovirus. But then we hear about the rotavirus, and that's what affects kids under 5. So we were just talking there that part of the vaccination program now. So at the 2 month vaccines and the 4 month vaccines, they do an oral drop into the mouth, and that's to a vaccination against the rotavirus, because like that's usually under 1 is the most common age group that get this vomiting and diarrhea. And imagine trying to keep them hydrated. It's a nightmare. And basically the reason the vaccine was commenced into the vaccination program was that they have seen a 70% drop in admissions into hospital with vomiting and diarrhea for the under 1 category. So that's why they give it.
And
they,
I've in Australia, never had a kid under 1 vomiting, and that must be a really
horrendous.
Scary thing.
I wonder, because it's been since 2016. So my first was 2015. So 2016. So
2015.
Yeah. Right. So you would have been vaccinated against it with your second one. So like, oh, it must be awful. And it's really common. So when we talk about the winter vomiting, when we are talking about the norovirus, but essentially they're the same thing. Okay. They're just different viruses that get in. But the thing is, they are, they can make you so sick if you've never had it. Touch wood, everywhere you can, because it is absolutely
okay. So how serious
awful.
Can it? It is just, it's puking, it's diarrhea. How long does it last? How serious can it get?
So in the mainstream, right, it's something that you can treat at home. It is absolutely miserable. Like, you need basins everywhere. You're sitting on the toilet puking into a basin. That's how miserable you're going to be lying on the bathroom floor. It is miserable. Usually the symptoms last sort of 3 days is what it kind of, you usually, so if you come in contact with somebody with norovirus,
like after a wedding once.
Yeah. Listen, we have done a hangover segment.
We've all been there. This is a different thing. So three days is the peak.
So just
say
you, between 1 and 3 days after coming in contact with somebody with norovirus, generally you see the symptoms starting, okay? And then it can last 3 days. Generally, in the main, right, will last 3 days, vomiting and diarrhea, okay? But the thing with the norovirus, and this is why it spreads so much, is that you're infective for 2 full days after your symptoms have stopped. So if you, you need to stay off school or work or whatever scenario it is for an extra 2 days after your symptoms, even if you're eating and drinking again, you feel fine, you need to stay off for a full 2 days. If you don't, that's why it spreads and spreads and spreads, because people just, I know,
we know how to isolate.
Oh, we are experts now.
Come here. We are experts at the isolation. This is a doddle. I can do 5 days. 3, 4, 5 days would I isolate for?
Seven days
for the norovirus. Okay, 7 days.
But it's about, with the rotavirus, the thing is about 3 in 1,000, 3 in every 1,000 people that get, children under 5 that get rotavirus, they'll end up in hospital. So that's why, and little people can get sicker so quicker, they're smaller, and actually they can be fine, and then not fine. But so, isolate for 2 days after the symptoms
are gone.
Okay. But and a rotavirus as well can have a temperature involved in it, with it. Norovirus generally doesn't. Usually it's just vomiting and diarrhea. But the rotavirus can also have a temperature. It's just the way the virus works.
How do we avoid it?
So hand washing. And again, we're experts at hand washing. Oh, yeah. So hand washing. So it can live on surfaces. So if you touch even, you know, a surface after somebody and it's on their hand. So just say somebody goes to the loo, they've had diarrhea, they've had vomiting, they don't wash their hands properly, they can have particles of the virus on their hands or whatever. Yeah, and then they spread that way. And that's why it's spread, because, you know, with little kids, because they're in such close contact with each other. Okay. So close contacts and surfaces, generally speaking. And that's why we often see in the hospital that a whole ward, like two people or one person get norovirus and it literally spreads like a bushfire
so
through
the,
and then the nurses and the everyone, the healthcare attendants, everyone can get sick and whole wards are often shut down in hospitals. Yeah, it can be really bad. So when we talk about the treatment, okay, so dehydration is the main symptom you're going to get from vomiting or diarrhea. Okay, so it's the main symptom, and that's where we kind of have to tread a little bit carefully. Okay, so how do you know if you're dehydrated? You can be thirsty, right? Your skin can be dry. You can kind of be pale. You can get headaches. With small kids, you just have to watch with small kids. Okay, so your urine colour is the biggest indicator of how hydrated you are. Okay, so it's actually easy to Google, but if you go, there's a scale, I think it's from 1 to 8, but you want light coloured, straw coloured urine. Okay, if urine starts getting darker, and you'll be able to see it in the nappy if it's a small child, when they're going to the loo, you'll see that the urine is quite dark, and that's an indication you're dehydrated, that you need to hydrate. So how do you even do this? So they aim for 6 to 8 cups for children over 6 months, okay? So they aim to 6 to 8 cups. Now, a cup for somebody under 6 will be about 150 mils. And for over 6 to adults, 250 to 300 mils per cup. And you need 6 to 8 of them, okay? So the cup sizes differ.
Sometimes kids can be a nightmare to hydrate.
Nightmare. So this is my hack. This is what I do. Firstly, under six months, okay? Just remember, it's 150 milliliters per kilogram weight. Okay, so just say your baby has vomiting diarrhea and they're 5 kilograms. They're meant to take in 750 mils of fluids. Okay, so that's a general rule. But my hack is, firstly, don't try and stick with water or their normal milk. Okay, wherever possible. The other thing is, if you're breastfeeding, for example, you can just go by how they are and their form and everything, and go by the urine colour. But you know those pipettes that you get with the Calpol and Nurofen, you know, those things? I use them. So that's 5 mils or 10 mil ones, okay? So you can pull
that's
it up,
right.
So that's 10 mils. And then every couple of minutes, just get it into them and try and keep an eye. So what I would do is I would fill a jug or a water bottle, for example, with just say a litre of water, so then you get and pour from that, so you're constantly aware of how much the person's had, and then you can leave those, use those pipettes, fill it up, give them a squirt, see will they take it in, and then leave them to every 10 minutes go for a teaspoon or one of those. The other thing is Dioralite can be brilliant, particularly you hear the blackcurrant flavour is what kids will like, so go in and talk to your pharmacist. Basically what Dioralite is, it's got the right amount of sugars and salts with water, so it's really, really effective hydrating substance. So go in, talk to your pharmacist about maybe getting Dioralite. So it's whatever they will drink for you.
And what about when let's say they start saying they're hungry again, they haven't eaten, in 12 hours or 24 hours or whatever it is. What is dry toast? Is that a good
Absolutely.
Thing?
Absolutely. Keep it light.
Okay.
Yeah, dry toast, bit of butter on it. And that's a really good sign. If somebody's hungry, that's a really good sign. Offer a bit of soup as well, because that's got water, that's got water, it's hydrating as well. Like, start them eating. So when to go to the doctor, okay? So the HSC would recommend, listen, if you have norovirus or rotavirus, avoid going, because it's so contagious. And if you're getting sick in the GP surgery, then everyone's kind of exposed. But when to pull the trigger in terms of going to the doctor, okay? Particularly small kids, if they are drowsy, lethargic, if they're limp, definitely go. And kids can be grand, not grand. So just keep a really close eye on them. Any dizziness, cool skin and sunken eyes can be your big sign of dehydration. If you are worried, bring them to the GP. Ring first. We all ring the GP first and say, listen, these are the symptoms, and they'll say whether to come in or not. But if you're worried at all, but any sign of that sort of drowsiness, that they're hard to wake or anything, you definitely need to get them seen at that stage. So in terms of rehydration, what you could then try and see, if you can get the rehydration done, so sometimes they'll just perk up straight away. Aim to do it over 4 hours, 5 to 10 mils, just to kind of focus on it. Say, okay, for the next 4 hours, I'm going to aim to give them, 10 mils every 10 or 15 minutes and try and build it up. Some hacks from my experience of being a mom with rotavirus. So I cannot emphasize this enough. It's the shower curtain. Oh, under the cot, around the bed, put the shower curtain down. You can wash them in the washing machine. So you literally pick them up, get the big chunks of food off, that game, into the compost bill. Okay, so put shower curtains underneath, put the cot on top of the shower curtain. So if they get sick out the side or whatever, it's caught and it's not going to wreck the floor. The other thing is ice pops. they can be the biggest winner if they just sometimes they're feeling rotten, especially if they're just say 4 or 5 and they got rotavirus and got a bit of a temperature. Ice pops can be really cooling and you're still getting fluid into them. If they don't have diarrhea and they have temperature, just say they've just the vomiting. I know I'm like a broken record in here, but just the suppositories of paracetamol and Nurofen just to keep that temperature down. If you can give it up the bum, it is optimum. Think French. Then, yeah, just they have it right. But yeah, just kind of cover the area. I saw Vogue Williams, all of her family had norovirus during the week and she was just saying it was absolutely unbelievable. It's like a domino effect.
Dangerous for pregnant women then?
Yeah, definitely. You need to keep an eye on it. Like, I mean, we all know with people with really bad morning sickness and well as all day sickness that you ultimately fine, but you definitely need to keep an eye for temperatures with it. See how you are. If you start feeling dizzy or weak, definitely go straight to talk to your midwife straight away and just look after yourself, look at and then baby's movements and all the usual stuff.
Why are we talking about this? Surely we're all washing our hands and staying away from each other. I mean, it just gets out there, doesn't it?
I think it's like the key of the 2 days. It's so infective. And then we're
really
inside more during winter. That's why it's called the winter vitamin most. So all inside. So everything we've learned with COVID and viral spreads. So we're all inside and we're just in amongst each other, touching each other, and it just spreads.
Would you build up an immunity to it, like if you've had it, or can you get it over and over again?
You can get it over and over again.
Lovely.
You will build up an immunity to a point, and that's why nurses often kind of get away with not getting it, but then when they go down,
it
can be awful.
Down.
But it's absolutely miserable. But just remember, if you do get it, like the end is in sight, you'll be absolutely miserable for maybe 2-3 days, and then you start seeing the light. And then just to keep hydrating, just whatever you can drink. They say to like avoid, like milk is really good for hydration, but I don't know if you've ever vomited up milk. Have you ever?
No.
Jen,
I wouldn't
that's
be going for
the list.
Milk. I wouldn't be going for the milk if I was feeling ill. No.
You should try the norovirus with curdled milk.
Coming off. Lovely.
Yeah. So that's intense. So maybe stick to the water, Dioralite. Stay away from fizzy drinks because they can be quite corrosive. Anything strong in terms of the drinks, stay away. And then they definitely would emphasise babies. Keep with the usual milk that they have. Don't water down the milk. Make it as instructed.
Flat 7 up.
I don't know. Like they say there's no science behind it. I would beg to differ.
But you're right. It's
parenting
biz.
In the 80s. Love
it's
it.
The biz is not good. Well, there we go. That is what to do if you have the norovirus. Sarah Kearns, thanks for coming in.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.